It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. Always a lot that is going on up on the campus there. And you know what? We're starting the spring semester. Maybe it was part of your New Year's resolution to learn a new skill or a trade or go back to school. You know, they can help you with all that. There's always great things for not just the students, but for the public to go up and take part in up there at the college. So we're going to talk about all of those things. And we've got Kevin here to enlighten us on it all. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave, and belated Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, sir. So let's dive in and let's talk about how did 2022 wrap up for everybody up there at USU Eastern?
Yeah, a couple of things we're really excited about from the previous year is we saw a larger incoming freshman class than we've seen in a long time. And with the COVID pandemic months and years and that experience, we're excited that we're seeing students coming back to campus and seeing a growth in our incoming freshman class. And we saw that for the fall of 2022.
And, you know, we've talked about that when you've come in the past, the fact that, you know, it's for some students, it's very difficult to distance learn, so to speak, to hop on that laptop and do your homework and not be face-to-face in a classroom. So that's good news to hear that they're coming back and getting back into the swing of things up there.
Yeah, really great to have them on campus. Love the energy they bring and so excited about our enrollment numbers and the students coming to campus. Also excited about some new programs we're onboarding and just a lot of good things happening at USU Eastern these days.
So you mentioned programs and I kind of, you know, we alluded to it at the beginning. Maybe it's your New Year's resolution to, you know, continue your education or to learn a new trade or a skill. All that is right up there sitting and waiting for people at USU Eastern, isn't it? And all you got to do is go to One Stop.
One Stop for Student Services, even if you have questions. We're not going to commit you or sign you. It's not like signing up for a gym membership or you commit. If you have questions about what's available, if you have questions about how much it will cost or what type of financial aid or assistance you can get, come on over to the One Stop for Student Services, and we can answer all your questions and see if it's a good fit or the right time for you.
So you're saying it's low commitment, like you're not going to need my account or routing number?
Not right out of the gate. We'll get that later.
Okay. And it, you know what? It is. It's you're never. I am a very firm believer in you're never too old to learn something new. And I think, what are some of the programs that are up there that are offered at USU Eastern that maybe, you know, more non-traditional students might be interested in?
Yeah, so a couple that come to mind. If you want to learn how to fly a plane, we have an excellent aviation program. If you're interested in drones and want to learn more about drones, we have a drones program. Maybe 3D manufacturing or 3D printing is something of interest. We can help you out with that. I think of architectural design, and so maybe you want to get into drafting or blueprints. We have programs to help and assist there. Maybe you want to learn car skills and want to be a better mechanic and work on your car. We have an automotive program to help and assist you. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
And all of those things, you know, all your questions can be answered right there at One Stop. Very, very knowledgeable people, and it's all under one roof. You don't have to go here and then go talk to this person, right? It's all right there.
All right there. And if you don't want to make a visit to campus, you can call our 435-613-5000 number, and that'll give you our operator, and they'll point you in the right direction.
So you're making it very simple for people to get back and further their education if they're choosing to do so.
If that's something of interest, we're here to serve you, and we have excellent faculty and staff, you know, standing by to help and assist.
And, you know, I think that when you come in, I think we talk a lot about the academic side, and that's your university. That's what you're supposed to talk about. But there are also other kinds of great activities that are there and that are available, not just for students on campus, but for the general public as well. And you said you've got a couple of those that are coming up.
Yeah, so a couple of events, if people wanted to come and experience campus and tour campus, we have some on-campus events for recruitment efforts. And those are our first Gen and Multicultural Day, which is February 3rd. And that typically runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can RSVP on our website for that. We have later in that same month, so kind of save the date for February 23rd, our junior preview day. And it's geared to help the juniors in high school come and experience USU Eastern, get a feel for campus, and see if it might be a good fit for them after they graduate. But it's open to anybody that's interested. So a couple of come visit campus events.
And I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've gotten a lot of traction with these preview events, haven't you? Like the senior nights and the junior events and those kinds of things. Am I wrong there, or have you got quite a bit?
It's been super exciting. We did a career and technical ed day, and we saw numbers we haven't seen for a long time. We had 150 students who came to campus and were in the area and community to explore what USU Eastern has to offer for them. So lots of interest.
I think, too, that it's very important that, you know, the community, like you said, it's not just for juniors. If you want to go, and if you're a community member that's even, you know, remotely thinking about it, go and see what is offered. Go and look, and this is a great resource we have right here in our community. And I think that that's one of the things that people need to look at, is the fact that this is a resource, and at the end of the day, we always talk about it, you're still going to have Utah State University on your diploma. And that's very important to a lot of people and a lot of places that hire, isn't it?
Yeah, those three renowned words, it has a good reputation and has a lot of credential and merit to be part of Utah State University.
All right, and then there was one other thing before we get out of here, and it's coming up in March, and you wanted to kind of mention on that.
Yeah, just kind of a save the date for our Eastern Utah Women's Conference. So it's on March 22nd. It's going to have a lot of great activities and events tied to that. There'll be a service project, a lot of great classes, a lot of great activities, some keynote speakers and breakout sessions, and a dinner. And it's really to honor the women in our community and really everything they do for us. And so it's a great event, and Amy Peters is going to provide more information about that, but she's the point of contact and the chair for putting on this great event in March.
So you've got that coming up in March, too. And for more information, all you got to do is go on the website, right?
Correct. Yep.
And so before we get out of here, I'm going to let you rattle the website and the phone information and all that stuff if anyone is interested in anything that's going on up on campus.
Yeah, so please visit our website at eastern.usu.edu, and that's our homepage. And from there, you can get all the information about upcoming events, athletics, school programs, or give us a call at 435-613-5000.
They'll take care of you up there. Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern here in Price. Get out. If you're wanting to learn, if you've got, you know, if you want to gain some extra knowledge, maybe, as I said, it's your New Year's resolution. Now's the perfect time to head on up there and do that. Classes are starting soon.
We start on Monday.
Thank
January
you so
9th.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for coming in today. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.